Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's talk about Rashee Rice. You and I were talking off air yesterday. You were in the building yesterday afternoon a little bit about Rashee Rice. And of course, he made his return last week. We once again saw the offense really does run through him. He had 7 catches on 14 routes run, had the 2 touchdowns. We know what the offense looked like last year, the first 3 or 4 weeks when he was the focus of it as well. And because of his off the field issues and the injury, is there a chance that they end up getting a fairly team-friendly deal at the end of the season? Because heading into last week, we had the conversation on this show that to me, he's already a top 20 receiver. The question is, and for his finances moving forward, by the end of the year, is he viewed as a top 10 or top 15 wide receiver?
Here's what we have to look at Rashee Rice. His rookie year was the year that Puka was in his class. Puka, the third, fifth round selection of the Rams, but he led the NFL in receptions and yards. Number 2 was Rashee Rice. Also, Rashee Rice was going to be one of the top receivers in the National Football League last year if he wasn't hurt in game 4. He was trending that direction. And we saw that graphic, right? The first 20 games, he has more yards and touchdowns than both Kelce and Tyreek Hill did in their first 20 games. So the first 20 games played, and we know what happened with Tyreek. He's playing a lot of special teams at first, and they moved the packages. I'm just saying his production has been more than those guys in his first 20 games. Now, the NFL in the CBA, one of the rules they put, I think it was back in 2011, is first-round picks, we know they have the fifth-year contract. But beyond the first round, it's a 4-year deal. But you can give a guy a contract extension after 3 accrued years in the NFL. Hence, 2025 was the 2022 draft class. You could start paying him. Brock Purdy, 7th-round pick, was given the money in 2025 for an extension. The 49ers waited. They give him the money before his contract was expired because he wasn't on a 5-year deal. He was on a 4-year deal because he was 7th-round pick. And we hear all this talk, you know, Trey Smith, when they paid him and, you know, the tag that he had. And then you think about Karloftis, who, by the way, was in that 2022 draft class as well, albeit has a 5th-year option. But they went ahead and extended him now, just like Purdy, in 2025 when he's part of the 22 draft class. 26, Rashee Rice comes up for that. Still a 4-year contract, still a year early, but you can't extend him at that point. I just think when you look at Rashee Rice, the quarterbacks always have their guys. They always have their trusted guys. And for years, that's been, you know, Kelce and Mahomes. It's been Kelce and Mahomes that trusted guy has. Well, Kelce probably going to ride off into the sunset after this year, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
So
yes.
Rashee Rice, who's going to be the guy? And I understand there's a big connection being built with Xavier Worthy at this point, but you don't have to worry about that at this point. But you look at these great quarterbacks, you know, Duper, Clayton, Marino, you know, Harrison and Reggie Wayne with Peyton Manning. These guys all had their guy. Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, and Steve DeBerg. You always have your guy. And you look at the Rice connection, and then Jesse Newell, the star who covers the Chiefs, put it out that, you know, that second touchdown of Rice was a product of working out in the offseason with Patrick Mahomes. We all know Rasheed Rice, a big part of Camp Pat and whatever. But when I see that, you see a connection between that quarterback and receiver, and you can find it with different teams. Obviously, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, even more so than T. Higgins. But every quarterback, good quarterbacks have that dude. And I look at Rasheed Rice as that guy for Mahomes. Now, he's already had the suspension. So if he goes out into the free agent world, you got that already against you. And they will use that against you. Teams will use that against you. You've already had six games. You've already been nailed by the NFL once. He had the injury that he bounced back from. Because he had twofold with the partially torn PCL. So he had both things going against him. So that's two knocks in that situation where teams will use it against you. It's not as nasty as arbitration in baseball and what goes on with teams. But it does bring his value down. So I'm thinking you can get a top 10 receiver for a top 25 or top 30 market in the NFL money. Rasheed Rice has obviously had to spend a lot of money. The legal is not cheap. His legal defense is not cheap.
I think a $1 million civil settlement, if I'm not mistaken.
And he's making second round money. I'm not saying the Chiefs could, you know, screw him over getting a great deal, because he's been loyal to the Chiefs and they've been extremely loyal to him. It's gone both ways in that situation. I just think you don't hear Rasheed Rice's name. We always hear McDuffie and everybody else, but you don't hear the one guy that goes with the guy that moves this team, and that's
Patrick
Mahomes.
And that's because of the reasons you just brought up, though, right? I mean,
I get that. I'm just saying you can get him cheaper than you
normally could. I think there's a real pot. If he makes it through healthy the rest of the year, and hopefully he does, and if he produces the way I think you and I both think he will produce the remainder of this season, then it will be a really interesting conversation. And I would agree that if they are interested in keeping him, and I think they will be, that they could get, quote unquote, a team friendly deal because of some of the circumstances. But I get to this point in time, if you're asking, like, why is he not talked about the same way that McDuffie is in this organization, is because he hadn't played in 387 days until last Sunday.
He'll have three seasons, though, after this year. That's why it'll be a topic.
Absolutely. Bing, I'm with you. It'll be a topic, and in all likelihood, they will discuss it. I'm just saying, if you're asking, why is he not viewed in the same realm as McDuffie and these other one? McDuffie is a top five player at his position. Top three.
I get that, but also, I'm just saying his name will start being mentioned heavily.
And also because he hadn't played football in over a year. I mean, you have to be available, and so he has to prove that he can get through this season healthy for starters. Then potentially, if they don't do anything this coming offseason, he has to prove, can he get through another offseason to be two in a row of not having any off-the-field issues. So I don't know if I'm in a rush to do it this offseason if I'm Kansas City, because I got to get the McDuffie deal done. But whenever they work on a deal with Rice, if everything else goes well, I do think they will get what is viewed as a team-friendly deal for a couple reasons, and he might be willing to sign quicker because of the financial implications that he is dealing with due to his own mistakes.
It's kind of like, you know, Karlaftis with Trey Smith. You know, they just gave Trey Smith all the money and Karlaftis was thrown in. That was kind of a surprise. Yeah. Hey, they re-upped George Karlaftis that situation. I think Rice comes kind of into that deal. I can see a deal with McDuffie, then a deal with Rasheed Rice after that. I'm not a huge fan of second contracts, especially the receivers, because we know their value. And the draft is full of great receivers. We see that all the time with teams. Look at Torrey Horton with the Seahawks. He got like four touchdowns now. He's a fifth-round pick.
Yeah.
I mean, these receivers are coming out from anywhere. I mentioned Puka. It was a fifth-round pick, the third fifth-round pick selection of the Rams. This happens. I'm not a huge fan of, you know, re-upping that contract to $30 million and see what you got at that point, or, you know, pay T. Higgins like the Bengals did and have Juju have basically the same stats that he has. That's a concern. And that should be a concern.
Yeah, but Bink,
if you, I knew that you would get Drew going.
Bink, if you can lock in Rasheed being a top 10, 15 wide receiver, which he was on pace to do last year, you pay him. You pay him the money. When he's that good, because all this time we've talked, because the last 2 years we've seen Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, Envy, whatever it is, you pay Rasheed Rice that money. It doesn't matter because he's that good. You don't want to have to go through the process of, well, we hope this guy works out who we drafted in the second round, but you landing what could end up being a top 10 wide receiver of 15 after the year's done, and just looking at where he was at last year before getting injured and already what he's done in the one game that he's played, you pay a guy like that.
No, you do. And I mentioned T. Higgins, who had a good game this last game, but he's got 24 for 316. Juju Smith-Schuster, 22 for 260. Not a huge difference there.
I mean, what?
And Juju's actually ahead of him before the last game.
Let's assume
we're talking about the number one wide receiver on the Chiefs, which is Rasheed Rice. Well, I mean,
I'm just saying
Xavier Worthy.
I'm just saying when you throw money at people, which I'm not a huge advocate, I would have let T. Higgins walk, to be quite honest with you. I would have worked on Trey Hendrickson a little bit more, and then we came back this year, but that's what I would have done, especially with running backs. I just see Rashee Rice in a different situation. Not a huge advocate of second contract. With him, I am, because I see that connection with Mahomes. It's like his dude, his guy.
Let's assume best case scenario for a second, okay? Rice makes it through healthy. He has a type of season the rest of the way that would have put him on pace, let's call it, for 1,100 yards or 1,200 yards, okay? I know he's not going to get there, but let's just say that's the pace he ends up on the rest of the year and multiple touchdowns and all that. And it's post-February. Hopefully the Chiefs have played in the Super Bowl, all that. What do we actually think the contract would look like? Let's assume the Chiefs are interested in that scenario because everything worked out. I mean, Terry McLaurin just got 3 years, $96 million, and he's, what, 5 years older? 6 years older, at least? I don't know the exact break. I think it's 5 or 6 years older than Rashee Rice. I mean, even on a team-friendly deal, that extension would still be north of $90-plus million. Like, you're not, like, let me be clear. When we talk team-friendly, I don't think you're saying this. You're not getting Rashee Rice on a three-year extension for $50, $60 million. No. I mean, this thing would still be a $90-plus million extension.
No, it would be. And keep in mind, the salary cap kind of surprised the Chiefs. It was supposed to be around $270 million. It ended up being a little bit more, what, $279 million were the salary cap. So the team's got about an extra $9 or $10 million than what they thought they were going to get when they did their projections for what it's going for. But we see the streaming rights and everything else, what they're doing now in the more international games. They're getting more money, so this becomes more feasible. That's honestly why I think George Karloftis got the deal right with Trey Smith.
Yeah, someone said Terry McLaurin is different. He never had any legal issues and all that, and that's fair. Terry McLaurin's been a model citizen by all accounts in D.C., but McLaurin's also 30 years old is what I would push back. And remember, that was the whole contract dispute for Terry. He got ended up getting a three-year extension for $96 million. Now, I don't remember the guarantees. I don't have that in front of me, Bink, the actual guarantees on McLaurin's deal. So it's not 90. Of course, it's not fully guaranteed, three for 96. But as much as I believe the team-friendly, because of the legal and the injury stuff, is real, if he makes it through the rest of this year and puts up massive numbers and is healthy, I don't think the team-friendly discount is, like, what's the realistic discount he's getting? He's not signing a three-year extension for only like $70 million, guys. That's not happening.
No, it's not going to be that kind of hometown discount.
It's going to be at least the Terry McLaurin.
Why? Well, I just think, because
four for 120.
Look at last year. Trey Smith
crossing over 100 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Trey Smith got paid on what, July 15th? And then George Karloftis' deal, what, July 20th? 5 days separated there. Okay. So that was just thrown in. And to be honest with you, did you look at George Karloftis kind of being a team-friendly deal? Because it really
it's going
like
to be. It's going to be in about totally, 2 years.
It looked like a real team-friendly deal for the Kansas City Chiefs when he got it. Because if he performs still like does. I thought he could perform, he'd go on that open market. Edges get a ton of money in the open market. I felt that was a good deal for the Chiefs, what they got with George Karloftis. But again, those deals came within 5 days of each other. And I think a big part of that was the extra $10 million every team got.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.